Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Moranco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards third. Moranco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Davis reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langston fires to first and picks off Franco. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Tabler moves to second. Jeff Moranco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranco takes first base on ball four. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. Castillo moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Dave Beard now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Carter scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Jeff Moronco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moronco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moronco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Perkins moves to third. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin takes first base on ball 4. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to third for the out. Fishlin moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fishlin scores. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton is walked intentionally. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Moronco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moronco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Moronco hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moronko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler is hit by the pitch. Fishlin moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to first for the out. Fishlin moves to third. Butler moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thornton is walked intentionally. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Moronko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moronko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moronko hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Naerodny now playing first base. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fishlin hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Willard goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing second base. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull pinch runs for Spike Owen. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Perkins tags and moves to third. One out. It's 13-3, Indians. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 13-4, Indians. Tom Waddell now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 13-5, Indians. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Getterman now pitching. Harold Reynolds now playing second base. Danny Tartabull now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Getterman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Moronco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moronco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moronco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 3 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards third. Moronco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Willard strikes out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fishlin moves to second. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reynolds scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bradley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Seattle Mariners, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.